Welcome to the Communications Committee meeting for the Town of Discovery Bay on Wednesday, November 3rd. To begin with, we will have roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. Do we have any public on the line? We do encourage public participation. You will be limited to 3 minutes. No one? It appears we have no public on the line, so let's go to item C, the draft minutes to be approved.
I'll motion to approve them.
A second. And so the motion passes. On item D, any communications updates?
I do. So I just wanted to announce we are now on Instagram. So thank you to Monica for getting us set up on that. I don't know if we call it that, but our handle is lowercase todb 94505. As of today, we have 8 posts and 37 followers.
Oh, wow.
So it's very exciting, yeah.
Because you were at 3.
We were, and the 3 were myself, and I made my 2 children. We were the first 3, and then from there, it just kind of taking off, but it'll start going very quickly as we start posting. So
that's
very exciting.
That's excellent.
Okay. The next little update I have is that Halloween, for October 29th, the town was represented Halloween, and so we put a table out by the Sheriff's Department, so we usually put it in that area, and we passed out candy, myself, Monica, and Maddie. Director Coteau and Director Graves stopped by, so we said hello to them, and they were there, took a picture, put it on Instagram, and then we made them hand out a little bit of candy. Director Callahan was also there, so it was a great event. The kids were adorable, so we look forward to next year.
That's great for the participation. Thank you.
Yeah, and then one more update, and I will send this over to Interim General Manager Davies. He's just going to talk about a quick text update.
Well, the text messaging, I'm actually waiting to get together with Director Callahan to talk about trying to locate a text service that actually has software that where people sign up. It also downloads all their information so that we can reduce employee time spent duplicating information. So, still in progress.
Excellent. What are your thoughts, Mike and staff, everyone, on when we would use the emergency text?
The emergency text would be used in instances where perhaps we had a main break. And we have people that are not going to have any wastewater issue or a water issue that's going to affect a certain portion of town. I think it's probably wise if we can do it to geographically, since we have zones anyway, it would be easy to separate people by zones. And then have a system where we could send it to only those that are affected by it, or to the whole town that is signed up mm-hmm. for it, if need be. So it would be those kinds of things. It would not be used to say, you know, there's an emergency chlorine spill, because that's not mm-hmm. our domain to do that. But it would be those things that fall within our jurisdictional authority mm-hmm. to notify the residents of something mm-hmm. that's under our control.
No, I agree. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. That's exactly what.
So I'm definitely cautioned about using emergency text response plan. I'd like to maybe text alerts for things that happen.
Yeah,
just
I'm sure.
Just,
I'm sure we'll come up with a great name for
we will.
So yeah, absolutely. No, thank you. Our discussion items.
So safety tips when walking at night, and I will let Executive Admin Maddie give her presentation on that.
Good afternoon, committee. Sunday, November 7th marks the end of daylight savings time in most parts of the U.S. To help our residents adjust to the time change, Staff has prepared an infographic titled Safety Tips When Walking at Night, which offers safety tips to our park goers and residents frequenting our local parks. It includes phone numbers for the Contra Costa County Sheriff and CHP. We have posted this under our town website under the featured section News You Can Use, and we will also be sharing it on Facebook and Instagram. That is the end of my presentation.
Thank you, Matt.
Do you have any questions or suggestions of where we could also post this and send it out?
Nope. Looks good. Thank you.
Did you? I know you mentioned Instagram and Facebook. Is it possible to put a link on the website?
It's on the website.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's under the section News You Can Use.
That would be a perfect place for it.
Right.
Yeah, this looks good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So the next item I'm bringing back for committee discussion at the town hall event. Staff would like to schedule the town hall event for June 4th, 2022. This date was selected in hopes that Discovery Bay will have beautiful weather to offer open swim for all residents that come to the event. The staff report details the event schedule, the budget, the advertising plan, dignitary invitees, and booth invitees. Staff is looking for an open discussion on the event plan and a recommendation to bring this item to the board for approval at a later date.
No, I think your plan is great. I'm just good to see all this thought going into it. As we talked about, you know, we possibly may need to end up being a little flexible on the date, just depending on, you know, after the first of the year and what is going on at that point in time. So,
yeah.
But I think it's excellent, and I'm very anxious to see the town start doing the town hall events again. Any comments, questions?
No, so is the action from the committee to recommend that we push this to the full board?
Yes.
Or, okay, we're at that step.
Okay.
Then I will make a motion that we present this to the full board for consideration.
And I will second.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any future discussion agenda items? If there is any public on the line, if you would like to speak up, now is the time. I'm going to get my husband to call in one of these days. With no further comments, we will adjourn the meeting at 3:38 p.m. 3:39.